I feel like there's this insane glare. One second.
Yeah,
It's like heavenly in here.
it's so heavenly in there. I love it.
Let's see.
Heavenly
That's a little
bodies.
better, I think.
Yeah, no, I love your, I'm guessing you're in your room.
I am in my room.
Yeah, the setting is looking nice.
Thank you.
I love that all Brooklyn apart. I'm guessing you're in Brooklyn.
I am.
I love that all Brooklyn apartments has like that extra clothing rack.
I know, right? Well, I can only, I have two extra clothing racks.
Yo, she got two extra clothing
I got
racks.
two extra clothing racks, which is kind of insane. Like, I probably just need fewer clothes, but what are you gonna do?
It's a sidewalk sale in your bedroom right
Oh, it's
now.
100% a sidewalk sale. Well, it's funny because the only reason I got to is because I did host a, I do like a clothing exchange every year in my apartment. And I invite all these people over with cool style and we just like trade clothes. And so, like, I needed a rack for it because it was a lot bigger this year than last year. And so I was like, well, I can just keep the rack. But it looked like a boutique in my living room. It was like two racks were set up, like there were empty hangers. Like it was a mess. I don't have a big living room, but it was fun.
I love that it's trade too, not like no one's like throwing out Venmos.
No Venmos. It's very just like we all want new clothes. We all don't want to buy new clothes. If you have like a really nice piece, you should, sell it on Depop or whatever. But I can never get myself to like actually post and sell things like that.
No, guys, take note. Men everywhere, like, come on, side, let's do some trade-offs in the living room.
Guys should really do some trade-offs in
Yeah.
the room. It's true. It's so wholesome. It's the most wholesome hang ever.
Is wholesome. Speaking of selling items online, I'm gonna just drop it on the pod to all our listeners, but guess who I just sold a jacket to recently?
Who?
Okay, so it's on Grailed, and I woke up one morning and I was just like messaging this guy over Grailed, but I have no idea who it was, and he instantly bought it and offered to buy higher than the price. Like he really wanted it. And I was like so confused, and I was just waking up and I no idea of what time it is, no nothing, just like checking emails. And then like later on in the day when I came home from bopping around, I see that it was Hasan Minhaj that bought a jacket from me. He's like that comedian
That's
from the dealership. Yeah.
crazy. Why did he went over asking? Shit. That's so cool.
I have a whole like
I wonder, you should do like, I wonder if you can do an in-person handoff. You should just be like, oh, this jacket is like, it's so precious. Like, I don't want to send it in the mail. Like, you should just my apartment, then we could be friends.
Turns out he doesn't live in the city. He probably has who knows? He probably has another apartment. So but he doesn't live in the city. Like I did the whole like, okay, does this guy actually like live in where he says he lives, or is this like a stylist? It's actually where he lives, which is
Yeah.
not in New York. And then, so all my homies have been telling me the same thing to like meet up with him, but I don't mind shipping, but I am definitely like writing a little letter, sending some podcast stickers, like come on the pod.
100%.
Do you need a stylist? I'll be your stylist. I can totally be your stylist.
So
But
awesome.
yeah,
Do
so
you sell often on Grailed, etc.?
okay, so exclusive. I do as like a secret. I'm like a really, really secret vintage shopper, and like reseller. I'm like really good at it that no one knows. I don't know if anyone, I've just been so good at it. I don't know how I'm so good at it, but like the Sandy Lang Solomon collabs, like I got all my friends' shoes.
What?
Yeah.
Those were, they sold out in seconds. How did you?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I just got lucky.
Like, are you using pod connections?
I'm not using pod connections. I just be pulling up to the shops and like they've got it, and like I just like buy them all out, give it to my friends for like, you know, their birthdays, or like, yeah, you're doing a great job, you deserve this type B. And then like I have like leftover, and I would just like it, that's just like one example. But then like also I'm, you know, doing for vintage, like I hit the Beacons, I hit the like any type of vintage, anything, sidewalk sales, and then just like flipping it. But it's just like something I like to do for fun. Yeah. It's weird.
No, I think that's cool. I feel like it's, I mean, clearly that's a hobby that would benefit me and my, you know, three closets here. I'm leaving money on the table.
Yeah, especially I'm sure you get, people are like throwing you clothes, and like you, like I feel like all writers are low-key influencers. Come on,
you get sent, it's funny, my roommate always says that, she's always like, you're my favorite influencer, as she's accepting like 5 boxes from our like hot UPS guy who like knows us because he's always delivering boxes. And yeah, sometimes they send really funny things, like I like, some of it has gotten a little bit out of control. Like I got sent. So like Topo Chico has a new sparkling water flavor. It's great. There are 3 new ones. They're like, you know, they're kind of like elevated. Like it's like blueberry hibiscus and like tangerine ginger, like that kind of shit. They're really good. Anyway, they sent me these, and they sent it in like this box that was like, it was probably like, it was like 3 feet by like 2 feet. Like it was a giant box, Topo Chico branded. And then I open it and it's like foam. It's like entirely foam. And then there's just 3 cutouts for like the 3 cans. And this is so insane. Like you just sent me 3 cans and it probably cost you $100.
For the packaging.
For the packaging.
Alone.
Yeah, alone. It's nuts. But I respect the hustle. I think that they want you to like film like a, you know, an unboxing, if you will, which is something I will never do in my life.
That's gonna change. That's totally gonna change.
I need to be in my unboxing
era.
If I want to continue to get free sparkling water and makeup and deodorant.
Especially deodorant.
Yeah, no, I got sent like, yeah, Native deodorant made like candy flavors, and they sent it to me with like in a box of like, again, this probably is like a 20-pound box of just like candy and a little scoop with the deodorant. Like, it's just so silly. It's so silly.
Your unboxing era. I'm in my every era of like, I don't like saying that content creation, but it's just like, I understand the girlies and the TikTokers of why they do this. Cause it's actually kind of fun.
It is fun. It is always going to be fun to open presents. You know, it's like Christmas every day. I get it.
It is like Christmas every day. That's insane.
Like Christmas every day. I'm still stuck on the fact that you got the Sandy Solomons. That's truly like, teach me your ways.
What size are you?
6.
It's gone. My bad.
Zoom call ended. Oh, wait, look, I don't have service. My computer's freaking out.
I love that these days, it doesn't matter who you are, someone you know is going through a something era.
It's so true.
Right?
Yeah, but it's almost like, you know, I almost think that we need another word pretty soon. I love, you know, listen, I love the eras. I do think that now that, you know, T-Swift is on her eras tour, I think it's kind of been taken from us. I think it's time for a new word. But no, you're right. I mean, everyone is going through a phase, if you will, all the time.
All the time.
If we're growing and learning and changing and all of that.
I have a friend that said that they're going through their quiet era or their like chill era. And I'm just like, do you mean you just need to like take a break?
Yes.
Without adding an era?
It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. It's like you can't make decisions or changes unless it's also like, well, it's just part of branding.
Right.
Like it's all part of your personal brand, if you will. Or maybe it's not that serious, but.
Are you going to Taylor's tour?
I'm not. I wish. I do not have the connections. I couldn't get in. I don't even know if anyone from Nylon is going.
We're still trying.
We're still trying. But are you going?
I'm not going. I have friending guests of the show, Harry and Abby, that are going to the show, but that's like a whole different level, and it's like, yeah,
you gotta know.
But my sister went. Okay, so my sister went to the tour in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I asked her, yo, so what was the StubHub prices looking like? Like, are you good? Like, I got you. Like, your birthday's coming up. Or during that time, her birthday was coming up. I was like, I got you. I'll throw down.
Good just, brother.
You know, I'm there for you, type B. She said, no, I belong to the like the Swifty blogs and the Facebook like groups. So she got it face value.
What?
From another Swifty.
I mean, community is really important. If I've learned anything from this mess, that's what it is. Mutual aid.
I asked her, yo, can you send me this group? Ghost. She hasn't talked to me since.
No, it's because you need to like, there's an initiation process.
There is.
Yeah, you need to tattoo lyrics on your body. You need to know, be able to name 5 ex-boyfriends. Like, there's definitely, you have to achieve a certain level of fandom, I think.
Wow, it's very similar with the vintage tea culture. If you're wearing like a vintage Ben tee and someone comes up to you and you're like, name 5 songs.
100%. You better be able to name 5 songs or even any song.
That's very true, especially in this day and age.
Do you ever use eBay?
I grew up in an eBay household.
So yes or definitely not?
Definitely yes.
I love eBay. That's like where I get most of my coolest pieces, I would say.
Of just anything. I've gotten books.
Yeah.
My dad is the holiest one. He was the one that started off. He has an eBay store and he taught me how to do like e-swiping, the whole nine of like the secrets to eBay type B. And I couldn't thank him enough, but now he's a hoarder. But shout out, Dad. We love you. But yeah, you start to get in a hole and you just have so much fun. You know, it's like eBay is like, it's almost like gambling half the time, you know? You just want to buy a bunch of shit. You have a bunch of money to just like blow.
That's why it's fun. I mean, it's almost like my favorite way to unwind, if you will, is to like turn on a show I've seen a million times and then just like go through eBay and then just put a lot of things on my watch list and then like not ever buy any of them.
Speaking of watch lists, I think that one day you're going to get to a point. I feel like all writers do, to be honest with you. Like they get this big I don't know, cult following. Like, such as one of my favorite writers, Yazzie Salik, she runs this show called Bandsplain, but I've also have been following her writing for a really long time. I don't think she writes anymore, but she does have a Substack, and it was her birthday too, and there was this Amazon wishlist thing. I think that, and I clicked on her wishlist, and I was going to see what she wanted, and it was a bunch of skincare lines that I knew, and I was thinking, yo, what is the cheapest thing? Because, like, I don't even know this person like that, but I will buy her birthday thing. It's like, she's not an OnlyFans person. She's just like a respectable person that I fully like. And all I was gonna do is like buy something, and then in a notes be like, yo, come on my podcast or whatever. But I feel like one day you're gonna have like a wish, like an Amazon wish list as well to all your like followers.
That's the dream.
That's the dream, right?
Yeah, that's the dream. I mean, talk about mutual aid for writers. we get addicted to really nice free products and then find ourselves in need of them again. So no, I like that. I'm gonna make an Amazon wish list. Or you know, link out the eBay watch list. I love, like, I get such a voyeuristic true pleasure out of like seeing what, like, the things that people buy. Like, my friends and I will do this thing in the group chat. We'll be like, purchase reveal, and we just like show what we bought online that day, and it's like really satisfying to see what people and also strangers want. Like, I don't know if it's like shopping vicariously or if it's like getting inspired. I don't feel the same way with like celebrities and influencers. It has to just be like normal people, but
right,
so fun.
And that's the thing, even though she hosts this like podcast, it's like very, very, very micro celebrity, but she has celebrity friends, but I still consider her as like a normal person that I can like talk to.
Totally.
And that will answer my DMs. But we're like not friends.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's no reason to be on Instagram in 2023 if you're not answering DMs from strangers. What else is there? Like, I don't know if you feel like this. I just feel like it's become LinkedIn sincere. I think it might become LinkedIn derogatory soon. But at least for me, it feels like that's, I don't know, like the function of Instagram has really shifted. Maybe just since I started like sharing my work, maybe it's always been like this for other people, but since I started sharing my work, I feel like it's really become, it's shifted a little bit. And also I've been locked out of LinkedIn for years. So, you know, maybe it's just also, I need like some professional platform.
I was out with a new friend of mine, and another friend asked, oh, how'd you guys meet? And I told them LinkedIn. And the other person was like, what kind of dating service are you running over at LinkedIn? I was like, this is just a friend. And like, I was just at first just trying to have them on the podcast. And that's how it all came about. But then we just became friends after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I don't want her on the pod. Too crazy.
How did you meet on LinkedIn?
Oh, you're creative? I'm creative. We have the same mutuals. We have the same mutuals or whatever. I like what you do. Like, you like what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sorry that you're locked out.
I mean, here's a question for you. Is LinkedIn a dating app?
No. But Instagram? Probably.
Twitter?
Probably no. What about you?
I think everything with messaging capabilities is a dating app. But maybe not LinkedIn. Not LinkedIn for me. It's just so unsexy on LinkedIn. It's so profoundly unsexy. It's like headshots. Like, no, thank you.
DMs are open.
DMs are open. You know what? The only thing that I actually don't think is a dating app is a dating app, which is Raya. I don't think that is I think that is LinkedIn. I think that is not a dating app.
Are you on Raya?
Yes, I am. And I've only spoken to one person ever on this app, and it has netted out in quite literally zero meetings and maybe like two messages.
It's Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah, it's a song.
It's Rashad, and this is Wear Many Hats, presented by Disarm. You can check out all the episodes of the Wear Many Hats podcast on all platforms and at wearmanyhats.com. WMH and Disarm is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you. Sophia June is a writer. Sophia is a staff culture writer at Nylon Magazine, previously at the New York Times. She has also written for Pitchfork, Vanity Fair, The Daily Beast, and others. Sophia is an arts and culture journalist covering books, music, fashion, nightlife, and trends. I've read Sophia's articles about the indie sleaze scene that I was so heavily a part of in Philly, maybe a little bit in Brooklyn. She covered friend and guest of the show Shallow Halo's tour diary, Morgan Mayer's Girls in Bed photo book out by friend Oliver Shaw of Friend Editions. Sophia does other writing, such as her Silver Jews, Random Rules for Lyrics as Poetry Volume 4, and her fictional writing, check out I'm in a Neon Corner. Sophia looks like she's always in pink with a neon backdrop. Please welcome Sophia June to Wear Many Hats.
Thank you so much.
Your IG is like a party, to be honest with you.
What is?
Your IG.
Oh, I love to hear that. No, I recently had a 30th birthday where I hired a photographer, which is maybe the best thing I've ever done. And so that is why it looks like that.
I've never heard of anyone that is not, I mean, you are a celebrity in my eyes, but like a non-celebrity that like hires a party photographer for their birthday. Is it a friend or is it like you just found them?
Yes and no. I found him. I was at an event and I found him. He complimented me. We had like have a tattoo from the same artist, and I just thought his name is Dev Bowman, at Dev Baby, and I just thought that he was very cool. And then I, you know, slid in his DMs and I was like, hey, would you ever like shoot a birthday party? And Dev was like, yeah, 100%. So, but then they came to my birthday party and we realized that we had all these mutual friends, and also that we had met a year ago at a party and like played beer pong together. So I feel like that's a very Bushwick coded way of meeting someone. But yeah, the answer is yes and no. But now we are friends. And I think that the day I posted my photos, Dev got booked like 3 or 4 times. So,
oh yeah,
maybe I should be Dev's manager too. But
damn.
But no, I think it's like fun to, I don't know, I feel like party photography right now is very much having a moment, like, and it's really fun. I mean, people love photos of themselves, obviously, and it's just a really, it's also nice to like actually, I feel like it helps actually, you can enjoy the party because you're not trying to like document it. There's someone whose explicit job that is, so that was fun too.
You are so right about party photography having a moment. I was at Alex Delaney's Love Club and all I saw was these amateur photographers with their Nikon Coolpix style digital camera taking a photo, and I like looked at them and was like, I know that this is a hobby for you guys. This is so cool. Cause they're like looking, they're like, yeah, this is it. This is the shot. I'm gonna be famous off this. And I'm like, yo, chill.
Yeah, I feel like I've started to notice more recently when I've been going out. Maybe there used to be one photographer. It was usually Matt Weinenberg. And now I feel like there are like four or five often. And or Marcus Maddox too, who I know is also a friend of the pod and a friend of mine. But yeah, I just feel like now there's a lot more people and it's really fun and silly. And I actually think that like photographing nightlife is harder than people think. And Dev is a pro at it, but it is, yeah, I think it's very difficult because you're kind of like, you're capturing an energy and a feeling and a scene. And yeah, the other reason I think I got interested in this is that I, at Nylon every week, we don't publicize it a ton, but we do like a column that I select the photos for, and it's called FOMO and it's party photos. And that it's basically like BFA galleries of like random, you know, kind of like art events or fashion events or whatever. And I just feel like looking at those, I've been like, I feel like party photography was, it could be seen as just, you know, like celebrities on the red carpet. Maybe they have a little moment where they're doing, you know, something kind of silly, like Miley Cyrus sticking out her tongue at the VMAs, whatever. But now I just think people want to see people be a little messy.
They do.
And that's what's fun about it.
They're like, there's Sophia with the finger pointing.
Precisely.
I went to see Caroline Polachek with Ethel Kane at Radio City Music Hall, and the crowd, like, I feel like there should have been a party photographer for that crowd, because everyone there was looking like the most interesting people. Like, it was the most interesting experience I've ever seen, because like everyone was dressed up in like either costumes or like the whole thing was giving Hillsong in the best way possible cult vibes. And like, you know, you can tell the Ethel Kane fans with like the Ethel Kane like drapes and the giant crosses, and then the Caroline Polachek fans with like, I love Charlie XCX, but now I'm Caroline Polachek fan.
Yes. What was the, so it sounds like the crowd is exactly what you would think it would be.
It is, but what's interesting is that before I went, and I was telling friends like, oh yeah, I'm going to go see Caroline Polachek. Well, they're not friends of mine, because you know that they're not friends of mine if they don't know who Caroline Polachek is. These people didn't know who Caroline Polachek was. That's, and I was like,
that's crazy.
That's what I said. And they're like roughly our age, but they're in different fields of in their career, which, okay, I get it. But at the same time,
what fields?
Like tech or finance. Mm-hmm. And, but no judgment, but I also, but they were judging me, because yeah, they thought that I was joking that I would take shrooms, but I don't do drugs or alcohol. And so they're like, you're going to do shrooms at Radio City? I'm like, you're judging me? Whereas like, yo, you don't know who Caroline Polachek is? That's interesting. But then they asked me, so what's her music like? And I was like, do you know who Charlie XCX is? It's basically a more straighter version for dudes or whatever to go see Caroline Polachek. But then when I pulled up, I was like, no, I was completely wrong. It's the same.
Yeah, it's kind of the same, and that's why we love it.
Yeah, it's the same. But it was like, oh my God. I felt like I was in church.
In a good way?
In the best way. I think there was like born again people.
Yeah. That is absolutely wild. I wish that I went. Radio City has had very relevant programming as of late. in a way that's
since
been
the Rockettes.
Since the Rockettes, they've really evolved since the Rockettes. No, I went and saw Lil Nas X there in September, October.
Let's
and
go. Yo, do you think he's straight or what's up? What's the word on the street? That was a freaking...
I think that sexuality is a spectrum. No, I'm obsessed with him. I think that he can do no wrong. I love him. The show was really ridiculous, though. It was...
I could only imagine.
A lot of music, so I've... You know when you're reading a book, like a celebrity memoir, and in the middle of it there will be like 18 high gloss photos, and you know the whole thing is in like 15 point font, and you're like, this is so that you can, you know, sell it for like $29, but there's like not a lot of substance in here. That's almost kind of what it was. It was bloated. It was like there was this part where he introduced all of his backup dancers, and over the course of like 10 minutes, and they all had like a solo, and all that stuff is really sweet. Like, it was just like, okay, this whole show is like maybe an hour, and like this is a quarter of it. Like,
that's hilarious.
It was so funny. It was really funny. That being said, I had a blast, and I feel like it was truly one of the most like actually like diverse crowds I've ever experienced. Like, there were 15-year-olds, there were 60-year-olds. Like, it was, everyone loves, if you love Lil Nas X, you know, you really love him. So
that wasn't the show where he had to go to the bathroom, right? Remember, there was like a show that he had to take a break and he had to run to the bathroom.
That it honestly could have happened. I felt like he was running off stage a lot.
Because when that came out, I always thought, yeah, I always wondered, you know, what if you have to go? Or like,
wow. But like, I kind of feel like,
or if you're hungry, you need a snack or something.
Well, I feel like it's almost, you know, like when people run a marathon or something, and like they just kind of do it all along the way. Or I don't know. It's not the same adrenaline rush, but I feel like, you know, I worked in restaurants and at a bar, and I feel like you get so in what you're doing that you can like not eat, drink, or go to the bathroom for like 5 hours, and you're just like, what is, you know, you kind of just, the human body gets pushed. Ask Taylor Swift.
That's very true. I don't know how she does it.
I don't know how she does it.
Or Beyonce.
No.
It's training.
I think it's, you have to be in peak physical shape. Like, I mean, you're not an athlete in that sense. Like, and singing is so, I mean, singing when you're doing that is so difficult. I know, because I go to Taylor Swift's Soul Cycle and I'll sing and have to abruptly take a breather.
Caroline Polachek, after every song, when she was trying to talk, she was trying to catch her breath, and like, yeah, some of the fans need to chill, because like some of the fans behind me were like saying like, damn, girl got asthma, and I was like, bro, so do I, god damn. Like, but like, she's hitting high notes, you know, they're hitting high notes and running, like she's really running.
Yeah, damn,
they're all running.
They're, you know, all running, exactly.
Running and singing is crazy. I used to be a hardcore runner, yeah, but you'll never catch me singing. Just listening to like
podcasts.
Hell no. Actually, yo, secret, I don't know why, but like, no one knows this about me. Only like the true people. But like, I can like listen to like straight up, if I'm running and I need to get to the finish line, I'll listen to like, no, not the Rude Sandstorm, but it's a crazy, I don't know. Do you work out?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a favorite workout song you run to, or you work out to?
I don't know why, but I listen to California Dreamin'.
California Dreamin'.
When I run. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. There's something about it that really that really gets me going. I'm not like a high BPM when I'm running. Like
A high BPM.
yeah, I think I'm, well, I'm not that fast. First of all, I think it's more if I'm on a run, it's, I'm kind of like, well, I'm feeling kind of, I must be feeling really bad if I'm like mentally, if I'm going on a run. I hate running, but it makes me feel, you know, amazing. So I think it's like, I listen to stuff that like makes me feel a type of way rather than like for the, for athletic capabilities.
For athletic capabilities, I can, for some odd reason, I can listen to Benny Benassi's Satisfaction over and over. So I can reach the finish line, and that's the only way that will push me. But also, I don't know if I'm also like doing self-harm at the same time.
I mean, both can be true. Both are often true.
So you do SoulCycle.
Uh-huh. How are you embarrassing.
Are you, no, that's, I mean, at least you're getting you're burning, you're getting your gains in. You also,
no, I don't go, my roommate is obsessed. I go maybe like once a month to SoulCycle just to do the Taylor Swift class.
what's the gains looking like? What's your, where do you work out?
I go to Core Power Yoga.
Let's go.
Yeah. And I also walk very long distances. Like what I love to like go on like an hour and a half walk. I used to, when I first moved to New York and I didn't really have a lot of friends, I was at the New York Times, which is, you know, in Midtown, and I lived in Crown Heights, and I would just walk home sometimes. And that's like it's like a 2-hour walk. And
it
I like
is.
Cross the Manhattan Bridge, and like I would talk on the phone or I would like listen to music. I just really, yeah, I love a long walk.
I think that everyone in their lives that lives in New York has done that, because I've done that too. Everyone does that. I don't know if it's because of like a long day and you just really need to decompress, and everyone was like wilding out. You just had to do this, like you have to do it. It's like in the DNA of living in New York.
Exactly. Today, I was thinking today, do you know about the Ridgewood Reservoir?
Mm-mm.
Hey, neither do I. Well, I mean, I've never been, but people keep telling me about it. Apparently, it's like, you know, this body of water in Ridgewood, like kind of by one of the cemeteries. And people run there, and it's supposed to be like very picturesque and beautiful. So I might go there today.
Oh, I love that.
Walk around a body of water. Yeah, I'm from Oregon, which is, you know, there's a lot of nature there. So I think sometimes, like, I mean, everyone needs to get in touch with whatever, a tree, but I think sometimes I really feel that temptation.
We love Oregon. I love Portland so much.
Have you spent time there?
My dad went to a college in Eugene. Oh, and
you go to the University of Oregon?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I, before, okay, like I know we dip in an indie sleaze, but before, like a decade ago, I used to be obsessed with Portlandia, and it actually got me to go to Portland. And I loved Portland so much because of Portlandia. And like, yeah, I was like a huge hipster without like the mustache. And I used to like love Portland so much, and I hated Williamsburg, honestly. But I loved going out to Eugene to be one with the nature and like learning how to backflip off of cliffs. Portland, Oregon's great.
It's so funny. Portlandia came out my senior year of high school, and I mean, it's just very accurate. I think people kind of wanted to be like mad at it or whatever, and it's just extremely accurate in the best
it really is
in the best and worst ways.
To be mad at it is, I think it's interesting they say to be mad at it. I just think that people actually really wanted to be it because they saw how much they're having so much fun and all this freedom.
I think so too. I think it was more like a Because at the time, there wasn't really any media about Portland. And so it felt like Portland always felt very irrelevant until it didn't. And it was a very strange thing to experience it becoming relevant. And I feel like there's always, Portland especially is very kind of like, has like some NIMBY tendencies. And I feel like it's very kind of like, I don't know, like they didn't, people felt weird about people knowing about Portland, which is really strange because obviously that show is just objectively really funny and like actually complimentary to the town.
Yeah, I feel like it brought, a lot of tourists to come through.
100%. Yeah.
I loved it. I mean, I haven't been back since, and I don't even want to know what it looks like now. I'd be scared only because of tech, and I'm probably driving people out. But now, it's so interesting because there's this whole resurgence of everything back then that's like trying to be like now. I haven't seen any Portlandia like previous episodes, or I don't even think I finished the series, but over the like at Love Club with Axelini, my friend and guest of the show, Bruce, Planet B, he stole the show and was playing a washed out track. But like he was playing the washed out single, but like in a different, it was like a different, it was like some type of like different sound, but it was washed out, and it was like the soundtrack, the title track to Portlandia, and I couldn't believe it. The whole crowd went crazy. It was insane. I was
So funny. It's so funny because it doesn't feel like that was that long ago and it wasn't. And like a strange thing is happening where like trends typically cycle in like 20 years, but now it's moving a lot faster. And
Definitely.
like, I mean, that was now it's moving in like 10 year, if not even less. And but I have, yeah, I've been really been enjoying the indie sleaze research. I mean, I Crystal Castles is going to be in my top 5 on Spotify, and like I don't know how I feel about that. But once I started listening again, I just kind of couldn't stop. Because one, that music is just really fucking fun, but also it is, yeah, the nostalgia is really hard to beat.
It really is. And I'm not going to lie to you. I've been rewatching Girls.
Oh yeah, I mean, Girls is so brilliant. The Girls rewatch thing is very funny to me because I never stopped watching Girls. I watched it, I've probably watched it once every other year since it came out. And I watched it live when it was on. I just think it's, I've been a Girls apologist for a very long time. And I'm very glad that it is kind of getting its reskin and people are seeing it for how good it is. But it is such a time capsule
Really is.
of that time. It's kind of remarkable. And again, that wasn't that long ago, but it feels so long ago.
It really does, but it hits too close to home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is no character like me, thank God, but my friends definitely.
Yeah. There it shows it. Like what I love about it is just that it just shows the worst in people, and it shows like it's just really accurate about how insecure and self-obsessed and lost people can be. And it's like you don't want to be any of them. And I think that like it always gets compared to Sex and the City just because it's about four women, but it's like Sex and the City, you kind of want to be all of them a little bit, even if you question
Right.
yourself. Girls, you don't want to be any of them.
No.
And I think that's just like a really brave writing choice. And I think that's part of kind of why people like it so much. I just think it's really interesting.
No one wants to be like any of the characters in Gossip Girl.
Oh my God, I want to be all the characters in Gossip Girl. We're talking about original, right? Or reboot.
Oh, reboot.
Did you watch the original? I didn't really watch the reboot, I gotta be honest.
I never watched the original, and I only watched the reboot because friend of the show, Cam Sizemore, he worked on it, and that's why I did it. But I couldn't, can't get through it. It's so train, it's a train wreck. But I wouldn't want to be any of those people.
No, absolutely not. What I do like about it, I never watched it, but my best friend did, and she would just like talk about all the they really know, they have a grasp on like what is cool in New York. Like they shot an episode at Bossa Nova, which is just really funny. Like it's such a, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
I appreciate like wink and nod things like that.
Do you often hit the clubs?
Yeah, I hit the clubs maybe like once or twice a month. I feel like maybe in the summer it picks up a little bit more. Yeah, what about you? Do you hit the clubs?
You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't anymore, but I have, oh my God, how should I say this? This past weekend I hit the clubs hard. I did like four, I've went out till 4 a.m.
You did the thing.
I did the thing, go to bed at 6 a.m. but back to back.
Where did you, which clubs did you hit?
Well, I was at Elsewhere and I was at Jeans, but I
Okay.
wish I was at Nowadays. And then I wish I was at Club Night Club, but the only reason why is because I had a friend of the show, Marissa Lee. She was in town from Philly, and so I was taking her around. And I'll only do that when people are out of town. But no, I don't think it's just not me. But like for you, I don't know. I feel like it's just fun to be out with you because I love your Night Out series. I wonder if someone did a night out with you would be like.
Oh my God, thank you. Well, maybe we should do a night out.
We should definitely do a night out.
How it is. But no, I love going out. I think it's really, it's really fun. And I always say that the dance floor is like where I get my best thinking done. I just feel like it's can be really fun and kind of helpful to be in a semi-dissociative state. It that can like kind of clear some pathways, if you will. But yeah, I love going out, and I am lucky I have like a best friend that I feel like I can. It's funny, we were talking about this. We're like, we'll be on the dance floor at like Basement or Nowadays and like won't stop, you know, gabbing about it. Like it's I get a lot out of going out also, just for like I love watching people and I love seeing like who is where, and I also just like to dance. So yeah, it hits on a lot of levels, which is fun. But I went through a long period of not going out. I was like one of these people that like I turned like 26 or something, and I like thought that I was done going out. This is just because I lived in Portland, and then I moved here and I was like, oh my God, there's this whole world that I can't believe I thought I was gonna done with or gonna close myself off from, and I don't even know why I thought that.
I don't know either, especially when, I mean, maybe it's because you said that you worked in the bar and restaurant scene. Maybe you put a cap on it, but I also saw your bartending, your drinks, those drink videos that you did for Nylon. Damn. You had to go. I was like, okay, so
Thank you.
the mixology is there. It's giving, hot ones, but hot drinks. These drinks are so good.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's the dream, right?
Right?
Hot ones, but you know, see how many shots someone can take.
Damn.
No, I don't know. I mean, I really love bartending. Those drinks were very fun because the ask was basically just to make them extremely over the top. And so, you know, we did Pop Rocks and drink glitter. And there's one that hasn't come out yet for the series that is Dry Ice. And, you know,
we just, love Dry Ice.
Yeah. I lit some on fire. You know, I worked at a Caribbean bar where we would light things on fire. And it's like the performance of all of that is so fun.
And the Caribbean bar is like not there anymore because you guys just like lit it on fire.
I mean, yeah, it is there. However, I don't know, one would be shocked if that happened.
I never understood like those fire drinks. Because, like, you can still drink it, but I would be like, is it hot? You know, is it like, will you burn your face off? Yeah, I've never drank a fire drink.
Yeah, you can still drink it, but it's very actually easy. You're just soaking things in extremely high proof rum and letting on. It's like, it's not on like a creme brulee.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can drink them at your own risk.
You're like a magician.
it does feel like that. Although I will say, like, we were shooting those videos in the nylon office and we had like a fire extinguisher and we were just ready for whatever happened, but in the bottle of overproof rum, it has a little grate on the cap, and so it's basically so that, like, if it can't just be a regular open bottle because it would, the entire bottle would catch on fire. Yeah, and you're not supposed to like pour it directly on an open flame or else the bottle will catch on fire. But I didn't really realize this. So I poured it on the open flame and then I looked and the bottle I was holding was starting to like ignite and I just blew it out really quickly. But don't try this at home.
Please drink responsibly.
Please drink responsibly.
Good call.
21 and over. Yeah.
has any like I guess alcohol brands or even non-alcohol brands or like Gia have been like thrown some drinks your way to just like make something?
You know what, they haven't. Saint Germain is probably, it's one of my favorite alcohols. For those who don't know, it's an elderflower liqueur and you can make like spritzes with it. They sent me a bottle and I promptly invited like five of my friends over and we made Saint Germain spritzes. But no, I mean, that's the dream. I would love to help bars come up with menus and stuff like that. I feel like it's a very oversaturated market. It's not really hard to figure out how to put ingredients together. Most bartenders will do that at work, but it is very fun.
Yeah, I remember when I worked in the restaurant industry, I was only like a bartender for like a hot second, but I remember a lot of people where a lot of bartenders would just try to mix or try different things,
mm-hmm.
modify what's on the menu, make new drinks, like a bartender special type B.
Yeah.
I always thought that was like fascinating. You just like make your job a lot funner.
And harder. It's kind of funny. The only thing I started coming up with new cocktails is because I had some really slow days.
Right.
Work on Monday nights and
oh, God.
Really slow and I like, you know, I'm tired of talking to like my worker who I see every single week for and we talk all night and so I'm just like, you know, do like, you know, mixing chemicals in the lab beat. Yeah, it's fun. It makes you feel like you're a chef or something, which you're obviously not, but
I'm glad you haven't done any like man on the street interviews or anything like that. Like you had like a small like lavier like microphone and just like hang out at Washington Square Park and be like, yo.
Have you ever done that?
I've never done that, but I have recently purchased a new microphone to probably get there. I'm breaking barriers right now of my own, like, limits. Like, it's like, you know when you think to yourself, I would never do this. I would never do this.
Yeah.
That, or like, that looks stupid. That looks lame. That's so dorky, right? But then you like try it out and you're like, oh, now I know why people love unboxing so much or whatever. Or now I know why people love TikTok so much. It's so insane.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of, well, I mean, again, it's very easy to be a hater. Being a hater is the easiest, most uninteresting thing in the world.
Right.
It's a lot cooler to just like something if you like it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So all this to say, you can follow my new unboxing series on my Instagram every day.
So good. Well, hats off to you and everything that you do for Some Just Are Wear Many Hats series, or Wear Many Hats to Star Solutions. Yo, let's do this night out series.
Let's
like
do it.
I have a bunch of Polaroid cameras and like film. Let's go out. I would love to take you out on the town on the Wear Many Hats dime.
Let's
where
do
we
it.
Want to go favorite restaurants,
say where and when. We'll make it happen.
Dude, let's do it. Nylon sponsored or not, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
If you were to get a chest tattoo quote, what would it be?
Oh my god. Okay, well, I was originally thinking what chest tattoo I would get. But a quote, honestly, it would be a Lana Del Rey lyric.
Really?
Yeah, which one? I couldn't even tell you. Truly any of them. Any of them. But yeah, I regrettably am leaning deep into my own brand, and it would be something from Lana Del Rey.
Just say one. Say one lyric.
Lana Del Rey lyric. Oh my god, the first one that's coming to my mind is so fucked up. It's like if he's a serial killer, then what's the worst what could happen to a girl that's already hurt?
Damn.
That's not what I would get.
Damn.
But maybe it
that's
is.
Good.
That's the first one I could think of.
I didn't know she got it like that.
Well, she really got it like that. She's so good. I was going to say that the chest tattoo I would get would be her face on a heart-shaped cake on my chest.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're a stan.
Yeah, I'm a stan.
Well, we've kind of named like all of the, I guess it just feels like we named all the girlies of like all, I don't know.
Oh my god, we really did. We hit Caroline, Taylor, Lana,
Charlie.
Girls, Charlie.
Yeah.
Like that's, yeah, the Holy Trinity right
there. Plug your socials. Where can people find you?
You can find me first and foremost on Twitter at Sophia N. June. You can find me on Instagram at Sophia June. And you cannot find me on LinkedIn. And do not find me on Facebook, although it still exists.
Sophia June is a name that I feel would be a what's trending or viral musician on Spotify right now. Don't you think?
Wait, yeah, but I just pictured like the like what's trending on Twitter on the side. And I'm like, that would not be for anything good. That's a terrible thought. But yeah, I think it kind of maybe sounds like an industry plant name.
Right.
You have Lana Del Rey.
That's so true. Oh my god, that's so true.
Yeah. So I get asked often if it is my real name or if it's a pen name, and I would never make a pen name. I just can't imagine ever doing that. Maybe if you had like a really kind of bummer name, but like we can all show up as our authentic selves on the page, IMO.
IMO. Sophia June. It's like all of the new singer-songwriters in Brooklyn, you know?
Yeah. It's like a 17-year-old on TikTok who has like a viral song about like her breakup.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Well, okay, that's gonna be that's new career. New career is an industry plant. You know, if the writing doesn't pan out, if the novel doesn't sell.
It's the industry, like it's giving industry plant, but not.
Yeah, which is, that's like how an industry plant should be. You know, it's like, is she an industry plant?
Yeah, and it's gonna be like, we wanna know, so we put in the search bar Sophia June Reddit. What are the fans saying?
Yes, Sophia June Wikipedia page subhead industry plant rumors.
Well, thank you, Sophia, for coming on Wear My Hats. It was great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
This was so much fun.
Can't wait to hang soon.
Can't wait to hang soon. Till next time, this is Wear Many Hats, presented by Jasar, and I'm Rashad. Peace.